Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And as it is the 3 to 3:30 block, it is our daily segment called Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. My special guest today, his name is George Gale. He is an activist, community organizer, and founder of Addition, a national working class advocacy organization. He has worked on basically a whole huge gamut of issues that are important to most communities, focusing here in Wisconsin, organizing folks about the privatization of publicly owned nursing homes, which isn't something that we've got in southeastern Wisconsin or in Milwaukee County, but many of the rural counties do. What is so, I mean, other than getting a crappy vendor to run the nursing, right, like decline in service, rising costs, it's a company, you know, they're operating for profit. What about privatization is the thing that's concerning so many rural older people in Wisconsin these days?
I mean, a couple of them you did just name, like, there are more. Like, I think what people have experienced, and the data bears out, like, that staff morale, new ownership comes in and looks to cut costs, right, and figure out how to make more profits. Staff morale goes down, good staff leave, and staff that come aren't attracted to the place because they come there and they see it's a place in real trouble. And then the residents start to experience a drop in quality of care. And this is, the leading experts on long-term care would say this, even the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services say, when publicly owned nursing homes are privatized, the quality of care goes down. So like, that's a big deal. Like, and I think, and then you add on top of that, that the minute they're not making enough profit, they shut down and leave town.
Yeah.
Like, and you're in a rural community and suddenly, I was in one meeting in one county, I can't even remember where some guy who was testifying before the county board started pounding on his fist. He's like, I don't want to live in Oshkosh. And it wasn't something against Oshkosh. Oshkosh was 90 minutes away. That was the nursing home he would need to go to because there wasn't anything else left. So I think that, and then you have families that have to drive an hour and a half to visit their family member. And that means the older person is more alone and there's less time spent together by family. But I would say then to add on top of that, if it's county owned, you have some leverage, some ability around the quality of care. You can go to the county board and say, hey, this thing is not living up to, you know, its mission. It's not providing the quality of care. Once it becomes private, sure, you can organize and try, but you don't have the same leverage as local residents and citizens. So all of those reasons, lower quality of care, you know, likelihood that they might shut down and leave, and the fact that it's really hard to hold them accountable. So I'd say those are the big ones.
Yeah, my family just went through this experience trying to find a placement for my elderly uncle, and he lived in Montana. They're just, the homes he went from was in and out of, I think, three different homes in fewer number of years because they were just closing. He couldn't keep them open. It was really a scary and challenging time. Your organization recently polled folks in Wisconsin about nursing home privatization. What did your polling tell you?
Yeah, we teamed up with the Heart Research Associates, a really kind of esteemed polling organization, and really around long-term care. When we polled 800 people, 55 and over, on long-term care issues, and, you know, both around the privatization issue, but more generally. But the most popular solution among people over 55 in Wisconsin to what people, I think, far and wide agreed was a long-term care crisis, was government support to attract and retain long-term care workers in smaller towns and rural communities, which I have to admit, I wasn't expecting that to be the thing. But I think the more you talk to folks, they're like, we just can't get workers to come here. And so we got to figure out, it's got to be really worth it. So I thought that, to me, that was very hopeful, but really interesting. So 93% of people supported that measure. It was the most popular solution that we pulled on, but 87% of Republicans and 93% of independents chose that as the solution. That stood out to me.
That is really interesting, especially in light of the debate back and forth between Eric Hovde and Tammy Baldwin just this past Friday. We're going to listen to some of that sound in the last half hour of this show. But George, again, what is the name of the podcast and where can people find it?
Sure. It's called To See Each Other, and you can go to toseeeachother.org, and that's like the website for the podcast, but it's everywhere you listen to podcasts. If you're somebody who likes to do things on YouTube, it's on YouTube, but it's called To See Each Other.
To See Each Other. My special guest this half hour for this edition of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money is George Gala, an activist, community organizer, I can speak, I promise, and founder of Addition, a national working class advocacy organization. When I think about the universality of this particular issue, right? And again, this is not an if for every single one of us. It's a but when, whether we need care ourselves or whether our parents will or somebody else that we care about. And I just wanted to share with you, speaking to the importance of this, we got a couple texters texting in. John from West Band saying, and helping to clarify my earlier statement, this is happening in southeastern Wisconsin. Washington County sold their public nursing home in the last year. The decision was made by that county board behind closed doors, which always makes one wonder. And Michaela from West Bend also texting in and saying the private homes also don't have the same requirements for accepting Medicare. Yeah, you end up with the Cadillac homes where you have to be able to private pay some incredibly huge amount of money, or it's not so great if somebody isn't independently wealthy, which is a shame. One little thing I wanted to share with folks about the county board meetings. Often public bodies, when they're actually in the negotiation phase of the contract, like the very specific pricing and things like that, that won't be done in public. But the finalization, that final deal document, all of that, that should all be publicly debated and discussed, and those documents available. We're going to put a piece with the polling in our show notes. Thank you so much. George, last thoughts. We got about 30 seconds. Go ahead, sir.
I mean, what your listeners just said is exactly right. I would say a lot of this is happening. And every county is something you're right.
George said the listeners are exactly right. He broke up just a little bit at the end. You got to get engaged. Everybody be a Curtis. Check out what's happening in your neck of the woods and where the candidates stand on this. Civic Media's got that info for you. We've got our voter's guide. Check it out, civicmedia.us/voter guide. I'm going to be back with my little bunny, Dom Salvia, up next.
To Maggie and the Millionaires Talk.